The Dub D Dub Review podcast is proud to have two great sponsors, the Magic for Less Travel Agency and the Theme Park Brothers. The Magic for Less is an authorized Disney vacation planner. Let the agents for the Magic for Less, including our very own Laura Fitzpatrick, help take care of the important details like dining reservations, fast pass planning, and discount checking to ensure that your next Disney vacation will create memories to last a lifetime. Plus, their services are completely free. You pay nothing and can benefit from their years of knowledge and experience. More information can be found on themagicforless.com. We've also partnered up with the Theme Park Brothers. Michael, Jordan, Cameron, and Christina Black have some of the nicest quality Orlando attraction videos on YouTube. Subscribe and check out their latest videos, which are sure to keep you entertained, as well as keep you informed of all the latest changes to the Walt Disney World Resort. Search for the Theme Park Brothers on Facebook and YouTube, and at Theme Park Boys on Twitter. Hello, and welcome to the Dub D Dub Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by Peter Ponicorvo. How you doing, Pete?
Sick but good.
Sick but good. Pete, we're joined by a special guest. You know who that special guest is?
Let's see. Trent and Michael have been on lately.
Joe?
Joe was on. You got me.
We have a long-time listener. We haven't had her on the show in quite some time, so Laura Fitzpatrick is
on. Hey, guys.
Laura, how are you?
Laura!
Well, before we get going, I want to say thank you to Chris and Pete for keeping the wheels rolling on the train while I had a leave of absence. Well, everything's good. I just had a stressful month and I needed a break.
All right, give us the feedback on it, Mama. We want to hear about it.
So, yeah, baby boy has been taking a lot of energy from me, and between my master's class and my new job and keeping up with the Magic for Less and all my clients, I just needed to put something off the table for a while. And then, of course, I had strep throat and I had a cold and I'm not allowed to take anything. And so here I am. I'm back.
That's good, because
welcome back.
I appreciate it. To be honest,
Laura, Pete and I were working on our Laura voice, so if you weren't going to come back, you were going to come back anyway. So,
is that what I said?
They were not good.
Yeah. Marge Simpson. It wasn't good.
But thanks, guys, for keeping the train going, and, you know.
You don't have to thank us. It's our pleasure. We've been having a ball. You know, Tamara was on the show, and Michael and Joe have been on the show. We've had a ball just doing it, so you don't got to thank us at all. So, got a question for you two guys. You ready for a question for me?
Yes.
Let's hit you up early. All right. So, let's assume that you're not paying an extra ticket price, but I just got a question.
Okay.
If you could go down in the next, say, 30 days, would you choose to pay to go to Epcot to see the holiday decorations and, like, the holiday events, or would you go to the Magic Kingdom to see their holiday gathering and holiday events, not including Mickey's Christmas party?
So not including the Christmas
party? No.
I have my answer.
You got an answer, Pete?
Oh, yeah.
Hit me.
Epcot.
Ooh, Epcot, interesting.
If you would have said Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, I would have needed more time. But, you know, the Epcot has the candlelight that you don't need the dinner package for, that you could just sit in the American Pavilion and listen to it. They've got the decorations everywhere, the music. We'll be talking about it later, but some of the special holiday food items around and the holiday around the world.
What about you, Pete?
I'm the same. I'm going to Epcot.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been down there for the holidays, and fingers crossed I'm going to get to go back again next year for the holidays, but the amount of decorating done at the Magic Kingdom on Main Street is gorgeous.
Yes.
But it doesn't extend very far beyond Main Street.
Right.
Epcot, you're walking around, you know you're there during the holidays, and it doesn't matter where you're at.
Yep.
Interesting. I agree. Interesting viewpoint.
What about you?
Well, you know what? I don't quite know, and here's why. I know they're both beautiful, but I actually have a trip coming up in about 3 weeks. A Chris and Lisa mom and dad only vacation. We're leaving the kids for...
Ooh.
Yeah, we're getting a baby. Our babysitter's grandma, but we are leaving the kids, and as crazy as it sounds, we aren't actually planning on going to a park. So my wife and I were talking over coffee the other day and said, wait a minute, why are we not going to a park at least for one of the days that we're down there? So I was just wondering, you know, what the consensus would be. I think I lean towards Epcot just for the Epcot factor, let alone not necessarily the holiday lights, because we've been to both parks at Christmas time.
Well, and then if you're just getting a 1 day ticket, you know, there's a price difference between Magic Kingdom and Epcot. So why pay the extra money?
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially since it's you and your wife, you can stroll, you don't have to worry about entertaining the kids and,
yeah,
you know.
Well, I know we're actually going to meet Michael and Christina for breakfast on one of the days. And I think we were just going to veg out and just go resort hopping and eat at all the restaurants we can't possibly eat at with the kids. But it seems so tempting. I mean, how could we be down there and not consider going to Epcot or the Magic Kingdom?
Yeah, you're crazy.
Am I crazy, right?
Yeah.
Pete, what do you think?
Especially the holidays.
I'd find a way to get at least 1 day in the parks.
Yeah, you know what? I keep on thinking about that myself. I have no fast passes, but really, I wouldn't even need them. I could make one fast pass for Soarin' and be happy.
I have to say, I know we're going to talk about this in a little bit, but I am going on a trip in exactly a month from today, just for the weekend, and I was able to get fast passes for Soarin' and a candlelight processional dining package.
Mm.
So, and that's for the weekend of December 10th.
So, yeah, you know, you were telling me, so you are going as
we're
well.
We're going. Airfare is booked. Southwest dropped their prices and enough there where I had enough points to book us one way. So I just had to pay for coming home. And then the tickets is the most expensive part. You know, you think, just a weekend, but
yeah,
we're just looking for a 2 day base ticket. And then we were going to go to Mickey's Very Merry on one of the days. So that way we don't have to use another ticket, but that's the most expensive part.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, we can stay at Pop Century for averaging about $140 a night, which isn't bad. You know, it's a value and it's, you know, it's fine, but
cool.
It's the tickets.
Well, we've got all three of us together, and, you know, I think we're getting to that time of year. Pete, you saw my post. I know you commented on it. I'm one of the rare guys that literally the holidays start on August 19th for my family.
That's awesome.
August 19th?
Yes. Because August 19th is my birthday. So we put up Halloween decorations right next to my birthday. So, like, Halloween goes up way before anybody else. It's almost psychotic.
So you're like the Walt Disney World.
Pretty much, right?
Chicago.
the air conditioning's on, it's 93 degrees, and Halloween's up. But
if you could have a Mickey's Very or Not-So-Scary Halloween party at your house in August, you would.
Right? But when Halloween comes down, Christmas goes up. Like, even that day, it's gone up that day before, but it'll go up that very next weekend. So Christmas really starts, you know, it could be like November the 5th, but
I'm ready this year.
Yeah, I'm in the mood.
I already broke out the Main Street Christmas music.
There, girl.
How about this? In the Chicago area, the 93.9 started playing Christmas music today.
Yep, I'm ready.
It's been on my Pandora station for weeks.
Yeah, well, I got notified about my Pandora station last week.
So, all right, so here's what we're going to do. Let's talk about the holiday gatherings at the Walt Disney World Resort. So we kind of had a battle plan, and we talked about it and kind of assigned ourselves some things to talk about. So, you know, Laura's going to talk about what's your subject, Laura?
Mickey's Very Merry, and then whatever else comes about while we're talking.
Pete, what do you got?
I'm going to be looking at Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, which there isn't a whole lot out there. Yeah, kind of. That buzz was pretty...
My laundry's done.
How appropriate.
I'm also going to be taking a look at the Candlelight Processional and its dining package.
Cool. And then I figured I was going to go and talk about a couple of the tours they have.
They have a Walk in Our Winter Wonderland tour, and we've got one called the Joy from the World tour, and these are private tours that you'd have to pay for. We'll talk a little bit about those. So, cool. All right, let's get this started. Laura, you're up, because I know you're going here. So,
yeah, so I'm excited about this show, because ever since that we decided pretty much this week that, yeah, let's just go ahead and do it, that I've been researching like crazy, because I've traveled at Christmas time, but I've traveled between Christmas and New Year's. So I've never gone at the beginning of December before. So I'm excited.
Crowds are low. It's beautiful.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm really excited. You know, I've gone to the Halloween party, so this will be my first time going to the Christmas party. So, but the Christmas part, the first Christmas party was this week on, is it Monday night, November 7th?
Okay.
What day was that? Yeah. And I had, you know, I'm sure you guys did too, but tons of Facebook friends were there, you know, posting pictures of the parade and the fireworks and all the decorations. So I'm gearing up. I'm excited.
All right. So give us the details, times and prices and what's included.
Yeah. So it started already and it runs through December 22nd. That's the last day. And prices range from, well, $86 is the cheapest if you purchase in advance, and then $99 if you purchase in advance. So yeah, the day I'm going, we're going to be paying, let's see here,
$91.
Okay. So
that kind of makes sense.
$92, excuse me.
Michael was talking about the Halloween party in a very similar point. Remember that, Pete, when it was cheaper earlier and more expensive?
Yeah, the closer you get to the actual holiday, the more expensive it becomes.
Okay.
And I'm looking at the Mouse for Less website. That's where I'm getting all my information. And, you know, the dates, it's just so weird because the dates are just so scattered for prices. I mean, December 2nd, 4th, 6th, 8th, 11th, and 13th is $92. But then December 1st is $91. It's like, really?
Mm.
You know, you needed to raise it $1.
I have a feeling it's, well, yeah,
I don't know. You know, I don't know. I'm going to pay it. It's, you know, it is what it is. But
well, December 1st is a Thursday, though. December 2nd is a Friday. So maybe that's it.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe it's the weekend days. Mm-hmm. But it's just, it's laughable. It's like, really? $1? But there are some military discounts and annual pass holder DVC discounts. You just have to call and check to make sure your dates aren't blocked out.
Cool.
But the cool thing is that you can get in at 4 o'clock, which is what Charles and I plan on doing. We're not going to have a park ticket that day. So we're going to use that day as like a hangout day and then go to the Magic Kingdom at 4, even though the party doesn't start until 7. So, and I'm talking as if everybody knows the hours of the party, but the party hours are from 7 to midnight, so it's a night in the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, man. See now, Laura? That's what I should do, and take pictures and send them back to the kids. That would be...
Mean father.
That would be awesome. Are you
take
kidding
some selfies with Mickey.
Right? Hot cocoa. Some sugar cookies.
Do they like Zootopia?
To be perfectly honest, I don't know if they saw it.
Oh, okay, because I know there's going to be a meet and greet with the Zootopia characters this year at the party. So
I'll make sure they watch it when I'm away. I'll buy them.
Yeah. So.
Okay, cool.
But most of the attractions are open during the party. There's no fast passes, but, you know, if you've ever been to a party, that whether it's Halloween or Christmas, you know, the crowds are usually lower, so you don't have much wait for, you know, Space Mountain and Pirates and things like that. So... let's see what else. There's hot chocolate stations and cookie stations, different holiday offerings. Like I'm looking at Gaston's Tavern. They're going to have a holiday tree cupcake. Sleepy Hollow's going to have a pumpkin spice waffle. That sounds like fun. Mm-hmm. So then there's, of course, the special parade, which I've seen when I went between Christmas and New Year's during the day. So I'm excited to see it at night to see how it looks at night. And then there's the holiday wishes fireworks show, and
okay, so how many weeks pregnant will you be when you go?
Making me do math.
Yep.
23 weeks? No, 24 weeks.
And you'll hold out okay throughout the day, you think?
There's not an option. I'll be in Disney World.
I like it. Okay.
I mean, let's see here. I'm looking at the calendar. I will be almost 24 weeks pregnant.
Maybe you'll take that early afternoon nap, huh?
Yeah.
1 to 3
and I mean,
or so?
This trip is more just about, I told Charles, I'm like, if I could just go into Epcot, give me a drink, you know, a virgin Sultan's Colada from Morocco, park, put me on a bench, and just let me people watch and soak in the atmosphere. That's all I want right now.
And he was smart enough to say yes, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Yes. Cool. So yeah, it'll be fun. So that, I mean, the Christmas party, the same thing. I mean, we're paying, you know, it's going to be a lot of money, but, you know, I want to see the parade. I want to see the fireworks show. There's a new stage show that I want to see and, you know, and the character meet and greet. So it's more just about, you know, that we're not going to be running from ride to ride to ride.
Yeah.
The only ride I want to see is Soarin'. That's the only thing I want to do.
Okay.
Assuming that the seatbelt goes around me. I'm laughing now, but I'm sure that's going to be a problem.
you think Pete and I are touching that at all, Laura?
Smart
married
man.
Too long to know any. Yeah.
All right, Peter, you are up, my friend.
All right, so since it's been brought up so many times already, I'm going to start out with the candlelight processional over at Epcot. We have quite the list of narrators this year, and well, I probably start like this. For those that don't know, the candlelight processional is a massive choir and orchestra behind a celebrity narrator telling the biblical story of Christmas. This year we have Stephen Curtis Chapman will be there. The next two I would be die to see is Neil Patrick Harris and Whoopi Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
Edwards James Olmos will be there. Anthony Mackie will be there. Robbie Benson, better known as the voice of Beast from Beauty and the Beast, will be there.
Okay.
That would be December 12th, December 10th through the 12th, by the way, Laura.
Yeah, so yeah, that's who I'll see.
Meredith Vieira, Jim Caviezel, if I pronounce that right. Caviezel, okay.
Jesus.
Okay.
And Passion of the Christ?
Never
saw.
He
played Jesus.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. when Mr. Joe Morton, Ming-Na Wen, Jodie Benson, and Chris, this one might be interesting to you, December 28th to the 30th, the Iron Man himself, Mr. Cal Ripken Jr.
I saw that. How do they have Cal Ripken in the lineup? I mean, I know he does broadcasting. How did that connection get made, do you think, huh?
You know, I'm not sure.
That's bizarre, but I've got to be honest with you. That's actually it's pretty cool, you know, to see Cal Ripken do that. Lord knows he's comfortable in front of people.
Yeah, really.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the actual candlelight processional itself is free as long as you have park admission. You can first come, first serve seating, but they also have dining packages. They have a breakfast, lunch, and dinner dining package. And there is a wide variety of restaurants you can go to for these packages. Packages for adults for breakfast are $27 to $54 per person. Kids 3 to 9 are $14 to $32. Lunch and dinner is a little bit pricier, $47 to $76 per adult and $17.50 to $41 per child, again, depending on which restaurant you pick.
Mm-hmm.
And you, like I said, there is a big range of restaurants. You can go to Akershus, Beer Garden, Captain's Grill, Chefs de France, Coral Reef, Garden Grill, La Hacienda, Nine Dragons, Restaurant Marrakesh, Rose and Crown, San Angel Inn, Spice Road Table, Tempanito, Tokyo Dining, Trattoria Al Forno, Tutto Italia, and Via Napoli.
Mm-hmm.
Package includes an appetizer, entree, dessert, and one non-alcoholic beverage per person, or one full buffet.
Which, I mean, I'm sure we're going to talk about it, but at least you're getting an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert. So, depending on where you choose, you know, I mean, Tepanito, if you look at that, $62-ish a person for lunch, and then 74 for dinner, but if you break down the pricing, and then if you put a monetary value on the show you're seeing, you know.
And there are three shows per day, a 5, a 6:45, and an 8:15. So if you do a dining package, you are given a seating badge specific for the showtime that you reserved. It does guarantee you seating for that show.
Have you either of you done the dining package before?
No. I had not seen Candlelight Processional in person.
Oh, really?
Okay. I have watched Neil Patrick Harris and Whoopi Goldberg both do it on YouTube a couple of times, but...
Yeah. I did it a couple years ago with my family, and we chose Tepanito. And then we saw the 8:15 show, I think, for dinner. And it was great, you know, especially for my grandma. And, you know, we didn't have to worry about standing in line to... I mean, there's still a long line with the dining package because there's a lot of people who did it, but at least you get seats, you know.
I understand that's a point of contention, is that there are people turned away because there's not enough seats, correct?
Or if you're in the standby line. So it's kind of like the risk you take.
Yeah.
You know, they say if you're willing to do the standby line, get in line for the first show. So that way, if you miss the first show, then at least you'll get the second or the third.
Okay.
So, but if you're not, you know, if you don't need to see the show, like I said earlier, you could just hang out in the American Pavilion and you can listen to it, you know, because the music is echoing through the park. So.
Cool. Peter, let's talk about your Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam.
If we have to. This one doesn't really appeal to me much, I have to say.
Okay.
It's a music, fireworks, and projection show over at Hollywood Studios. Features Wayne and Lainey from Prep and Landing, and they've also thrown in favorite moments from Bambi, Cinderella, Nightmare Before Christmas. There is a dessert party that goes along with this. It does not include park admission, which is required, so you have to put your park admission just like
the
Candlelight Processional, thank you. But this is a dessert party, and the pricing, it's... It's up there. November 14th through the 17th, it is $69 per adult, $39 per child. And December 18th through the 31st, it's $79 per adult and $45 per child. Honestly, for just a dessert party, that seems a bit steep to me. I can't see myself doing this one.
Say on the Mouse for Less website, it says multiple food stations... Mickey cupcake with peppermint bark, a nitrogen dessert station, and then beer, wine, and specialty cocktails will be available, and then hot chocolate. But
for almost $80, and I mean those prices don't include tax, so you're probably looking $83 to $85 per adult if you go within a week of Christmas on top of your park ticket. So you're looking at almost a $180-$190 day at Hollywood Studios, the park that has five attractions open.
Yeah.
If you're generous, I can't do it.
When does it start, Pete? Does it give a start date?
November 14th is the first dessert party.
Okay, so next week.
Yep.
We'll have to stay tuned to see what people think of it.
Great. Well, you talked about expense, Pete, so let's make a segue into mine, okay? So I'm going to read directly from the Walt Disney World Resort website here. I printed out a couple pages because there's a couple special tours you can take. So under Disney's Holiday D, the letter D, lights, they have something called the Walk in Our Winter Wonderland Tour. So we'll start you off with the price. Okay, so it is, for an adult, $259.
Okay.
So...
How long is this?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, how long?
What's it's 3 weeks, Pete. No.
It's a 3 week tour. Okay, right. Sign me up.
It's a value. Discover how Walt Disney World Resort becomes even more magical for the holidays on this illuminating 5-hour tour. So I'm going to go in and just, you know, paraphrase here some of the bullet points. Come celebrate the magic of the holidays like only Disney can with the festive sights and sounds of the season. As night falls, your holiday host will unwrap some of the secrets behind our most cherished traditions. So, things like you can witness the candlelight processional, you can turn ho-ho-hos into ha-ha-has as you experience the Jingle Cruise, also known as the world-famous Jungle Cruise.
I'm so glad you're reading off
it, well,
yeah, really.
Well, really, I don't got much of a choice. You just put it in front of me. I'm like Ron Burgundy. Just put it in front of me, and I'm going to read it. So,
I couldn't make it through those puns.
Meet the talented event and decorating support team responsible for turning the resort into a winter wonderland, producing thousands of grand-scale events each year, and enjoy an early family-style barbecue included with your tour. You'll also receive a limited edition keepsake pin. So, they're taking you to multiple parks on the same day to see their headline events for the holidays. But I think the coolest part about the whole event is you get to kind of meet the event and decorating support team, and you're going to probably see behind the scenes for the holiday part, which to me actually sounds like something really cool. I don't know if it's $259 worth of cool, but nevertheless, if you're a holiday fan, I'm a holiday fan. I love it.
Yeah. And how long was it again?
It's long. It's 5 hours.
Okay.
But 500 for two people, that's $520.
No doubt about it. If you've got a family of four, that is expensive. It's a seasonal event. It's offered only at nighttime, obviously. Some notes they make here. Interesting, because this is under Know Before You Go section. The tour is provided in English only. So, only in English. Obviously, no cameras, video equipment, or cell phones may be used while backstage. Photography is allowed and encouraged in non-backstage areas. There really is no age. Even though it says teens and adults, it doesn't say anything, at least that I can see here, upon restricting young kids. But, I mean, at that cost.
Yeah, you gonna pay that money for your 9-year-old to go and not pay attention?
Correct. That's exactly right. $259 to have my 4-year-old go and have a fit. So, but anyways, that's the first tour. So I'd love to see the backstage area, and I'd love to meet that staff and just get the insight. That'd be really pretty unique. Maybe this is more up your alley, Pete. How about the Joy from the World Tour at $99? Sound a little more like your price range?
Depends on what's involved. I mean, the $260, depending on what you're getting, it could be worth it. There's other tours that I would be willing to pay that for.
Sure.
But, you know, it has to be a top caliber tour.
Okay, so here's what this one has. The Joy from the World Tour. All right, so enjoy the holidays like never before in a dazzling wonderland filled with traditions from home and abroad. This year, head backstage and get the scoop on the staggering logistics involved in the wintertime transformation of the Walt Disney World Resort each and every holiday season. During the festive and fact-filled 3-hour tour, come on, someone sing it. You got it, Pete?
No.
All right, never mind.
Sorry, little buddy.
I was going to say, got to whomp someone with my hat all of a sudden. All right. Come upon the cast members of the holiday services, the elves who create the decorations used to dress up the Walt Disney World Resort theme parks and hotels. Explore the World Showcase and hear how the holidays are celebrated around the globe. They give you examples, Christmas Fest in Germany, the legend of La Befana in Italy, and the traditions in the American Adventure. Get an up-close look at the traditional trimmings of Main Street USA and see a Currier and Ives-themed Christmas bring the spirit of Santa Claus to life, and then visit a resort hotel and learn how the lavish holiday atmosphere is created through the grand-scale application of color, texture, architecture, illusion, and attention to detail. You will receive a special treat and a holiday keepsake as well. So this sounds like it's like the backstage version, but not necessarily as part of the parks like the other one. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
But then again, it says explore the World Showcase and get an up-close look at Main Street USA. So at $99, I'm looking here, it looks like it's a day tour as opposed to a nighttime tour, so that might be why it's a little cheaper. It does not tell me if you need to purchase. I'm looking here right now. I cannot see if you need to purchase theme park tickets separately. It's telling me that you please check in at the Silver and Blue Epcot Guided Tours meeting location in the far right of the Epcot main entrance 15 minutes prior to the start of the tour. So my guess is you don't need park attendance for a park entrance for that. So I don't know.
I don't know. That, Because technically, I believe that is actually inside the park.
Okay.
I do believe you have to go through security for it. Because when I did my dive quest, I met in that same location.
Okay. And then you had to buy park entrance separately?
You do have to have park admission for it, yeah.
Okay. Because I was going to say, at $99, that's an exceptional deal. Because you're not paying for Epcot. So you must be doing it then at that point. That would make sense, of course. So, okay. A little more up to my speed, though. Because, frankly, I can go to the Jungle Cruise on my own, you know, but I'd like to actually get the behind-the-scenes tour. So for $100 a person, that actually seems fairly reasonable, you know, 3 hours of it.
Yeah, and then you just buy one of the Christmas party pins and you're fine.
Tell everyone I went to it, right? Right? We're good.
Yeah.
So. Actually, you can't buy the pins unless it is party time.
Yes. Yeah, they don't bring out the pins till 7 o'clock.
Laura, I need a pin.
Sure.
You gotta hook us up.
Sure.
So... we'd be remiss to not talk about the Disney Springs. I know we talked about it last time with Michael and Joe, but you want to talk about the Springs a little bit, Laura? I know you and Pete were both talking about it earlier.
Yeah, so Disney Springs are doing something called the Disney Springs Christmas Tree Trail at Disney Springs. And some people posted on Facebook today some of the trees, and they're cute trees. They're themed on like Disney movies. There was a 101 Dalmatian tree and a Tangled tree, and then different other movies, and you know, they're nice. The general consensus I saw on Facebook was that people thought they were going to be bigger trees, you know, like, I guess more elaborate. I don't know. But, I mean, there was one cute thing. The jungle, I think it was the Jungle Book tree, had, like, banana ornaments hanging from it. That was kind of cute, just... you know, different, but yeah, something to see. I don't know if I'd go out of my way to go to Disney Springs to go see it, but you know, it's a nice extra holiday decoration to see when you're at Walt Disney World on your day, you know, your non-park day or, you know, your arrival day or something like that.
Yeah. You were talking about it before we started recording and you made a good analogy. Keeping it, explaining it as you did earlier, what was your analogy to the trees?
I don't remember.
You made a point about like a homework assignment, didn't you?
Yeah, like, uh-oh, this is due today. We'll just throw stuff together.
Some of the pictures I saw, it was like, you know, like, oh, crap, this was due today, and we need to hurry up and throw something together. That's, like, some of the trees kind of gave me that impression.
Okay.
And again, these are just pictures, and this is my opinion. I don't know. I haven't seen them in person. I think I'm going to go see them in about a month, so I'll report back, and... if they look spectacular in person, I will definitely retract my statement. But just from the pictures I saw today.
Well, you know what? We got our friend Michael over there. I know Michael and Christina will end up at the Springs in the next couple of weeks. So we'll get a report from them. I know they'll be...
yeah, I'd love to hear what they have to say.
They'll be looking at it for us. So
I want to throw something in on this too, though. You know, you said they were just kind of normal-sized trees. They weren't these big elaborate things.
Mm-hmm.
You do realize, like, I believe it's Science and Industry. They do the Christmas trees downtown every year. Or is that Field Museum?
No, it's Science and Industry.
It is. Yep, okay, I thought so. But those are just normal-sized trees as well.
And yeah, but they're decorated really nice. There's a difference. Go online, look on Facebook and look at some of the pictures.
All right, that's fair enough.
Yeah, because some of the trees are really, like, skinny and small, and not that there's anything wrong with skinny and small trees, because I have one of those in my classroom, but I don't know.
Are you worried about offending the skinny and small trees of the world, Laura?
I am. I'm all about, you know, being fair to everybody. I want everyone to be happy.
The other thing is the tree walk isn't the only thing they're doing over there, though.
Yeah. Yes.
Because they do have that new quadcopter drone... projection show that they're going to be doing at night along with the tree walk.
Right. So maybe that. And again, it's nice that they're doing something over Disney Springs, so I don't want to make it sound like, oh, nobody should go see it. Because again, I haven't seen it, you know, in person. But,
we hit on this last show, but Pete, I know you and I were talking with Michael and Joe, but do you think, I mean, this all these have to point to them trying to create this as a destination place for the holidays.
Well, yeah.
I can only think of, I mean, they are going to bring a very intensive light display there next year. You know, how could you see that otherwise? I mean, they're prepping the crowd and seeing if it draws. That's what they're doing, is they're seeing if it draws, you know. So.
Right. And, I mean, in any effort that, you know, any park or resort can do to make, you know, the holidays even better, you know, the Gingerbread House, the Grand Floridian, and, you know, the awesome decorations in Wilderness Lodge Lobby and Beach Club and Yacht Club and Boardwalk Lobbies, so...
I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, though, because I don't recall too many things they put on, especially during the holiday season, which have been, you know, half-baked. You know, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. It's going to be something really nice. So, you know, I'll go there. I'm going to go there myself, so I'll give you guys, you know, the report.
Yeah, you'll be there before me, so.
Before you, so. I might not come home. Who knows? Just me. Someone's got to pay the bills at home. I'll be home. So.
Bills, smells.
Yeah. All right, cool. Before we go, you know, I know we talked about it before, so if you stuck with us this long, we appreciate you guys downloading, but we'd be remiss to not talk about the election coverage, and this is what we feel about the election. You don't really care what we feel about the election. We are the escape, right, guys? Here's what we think. Be nice to each other. That's all. If you're a Republican, if you're a Democrat, if you're an independent, be nice. It takes nothing to be respectful of each other and treat each other well and try and be a better person tomorrow than you were today. And I'm going to try and do that myself. So that's it. That's all we got to say about the election.
Yeah, it is what it is. It's over. Let's make the best of it.
Agreed. Let's be nice.
You know?
So.
Yeah.
Right, Pete?
Yep.
All right. So, Pete, you know what? I always take the handoff and send it home. Do you want to send us home today, buddy?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
So, thanks for putting up with our ramblings again this week. If you would like to leave us a message or get us some information, you can get us on our website, www.ww.com. Facebook, the WWView. You can reach me, search for my name. I'm on Facebook. I am at Magic Mouse Medic on Twitter and Instagram. Laura, how can they get a hold of you if they want to get a hold of you?
Facebook. I've got my Magic for Less Travel Facebook page. And, you know, you could contact me on Twitter at DizLauraT, but I haven't been checking Twitter. So please Facebook me.
Cool.
That way it doesn't look I'm ignoring you.
So we're officially pirating your Twitter account then, Laura, and just so you know. So.
Oh, I'll be on the lookout.
So, Chris, if somebody's trying to get a hold of you.
You know, best way, honestly, is I check all those Facebook pages. You can just search my name and check the Dubs page in Facebook. Like our page there. We post some stuff there. We don't post anywhere else. But just briefly, if I could give one last shout out, check out retrocot.org. Jeff from Retrocot was nice enough to supply us a shirt that actually Scott Gerke won a couple of shows ago. And my wife was actually snuck into the kitchen the other day, and she was actually on retrocrot.org looking at things. And I was like, that a girl.
Somebody's getting Christmas presents.
That a boy. So, really cool designs, and they're all original designs. They look like, you know, original Epcot pieces. And he's got some Epcot merchandise there he's selling too as well. So, retrocot.org would be something cool to look at. So, all right, buddy.
Sounds good. So for Chris, Laura, and myself, this has been the WW View. See you, everybody.
Thanks, guys.